So this is where it's a perverted soul sickness now that separates me from mentally and physically from my fellows. But also, instincts on rampage, balk at investigation, tells me that things trigger me. And when they trigger me, that's why I react the way I react, is because I balk at investigation. Anytime you say, you know what, you're not a very good person, that will trigger an instinct in me, and now I will go back in my mind to try and tell you how good of a person I've been to you and how many things I've overlooked about how terrible of a person you really are. But I don't look at that, and why are you looking at that now? So this is where my fights all come from, and I have to develop an awareness of sometimes of just the most common words can sometimes trigger an instinct. And that's where lack of power is my dilemma. If I don't have a conscious contact with a power greater than myself, then I'm going to respond the way I've always responded. But when I feel that curl on the back of my neck, that shift in my gut by something you said, I can know that an instinct has been triggered, and now I got a choice with a power greater than the human power to see if I can do some investigative work to find out what you just triggered. Because it has nothing to do with what's going on. You just triggered something that's already happened, and now I'm resurrecting it and acting according to what's happened. And, you know, how many times have you been in an emotional situation, overviewed it, and thought to yourself, I should have said this. You know what I should have said? Like, you want to go back and say, and then how many times have you actually, you know what? I just want to say one more thing. And that's, see, and I don't realize what that is that's me going back trying to change something that's already happened, which will serve no function. And then you get, you know, how many times that, okay, that's it, bye. And then thinking, you know what? I just thought of something else. And it's all that stuff and that constant self-doubt that sends me backwards. And what I'm going backwards into is not the moment that just happened that hurt. I'm going back into the other moments of my life that have already happened that I haven't dealt with, and I'm trying to fix them via this situation, this vehicle of the moment that you and I are in or having a stressful time. And it's just not possible. Everything must be seen for what it is. And that's kind of what happens with this program. It starts to give me clarity to not have to deal with everything all at once.